Well, so sorry that Art Lewis is not feeling well and not with us.
I know. He's going to miss one of his favorite segments of the week. I mean, it's too bad.
This is the highlight of Art's week. There is no question.
Oh, no.
This is what he lives for. This is why he appears.
Right.
You think he's here on an everyday basis just because it's his job? No. Every day leads up to this one particular segment.
Yeah.
So let's find out what's happening this morning on the WSJW Morning Team Show.
It's now time for the most scintillating, amazing, and astounding 2+ minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. Well, I regained my footing a couple weeks ago with a perfect week. Could my untrammeled eye make it back-to-back weeks of perfection? Let's go to the tape.
Give me CMU over Washington State, 41-28. Go fire up chips.
Lou Nichols, touchdown, Central Michigan.
Give me Alabama over Cincinnati, 28-26.
Throw deep to him. Open receiver. Inside the 10, Ja'Cory Brooks. Down to the pylon. Touchdown, Alabama.
Give me Michigan over Georgia, 33-20.
To McIntosh. McIntosh is throwing in the end zone. It's a touchdown, Georgia. The halfback option, Donnie Mitchell.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?
Give me the Seahawks over the Lions, 24-21.
Wilson will roll out. Looking. Touchdown, Seattle. Feed the beast, DK Metcalf.
That's amazing.
Congratulations again.
Just wow.
Oh, that was so close. Well, maybe not that close since I got the Michigan-Georgia game wrong by just a tad. Yikes. Georgia took the Wolverines to the woodshed in the college football playoff semifinal. Now, Michigan had to play its best game to beat the Bulldogs, but instead they played their worst game of the season thanks in part to the Bulldogs, who I greatly underestimated. Still a great season for Michigan, but can they live up to the huge expectations they'll have next season? And will Jim Harbaugh be back? Stay tuned. And the Detroit Lions lost. That was never a doubt. But with that loss, the Lions secured a top 2 overall pick in the draft. So there's your silver lining. My overall record improves to 39-22 this season. That's pretty good. But you know we can do better. So let's go with this week's picks. We begin with the college football playoff final that no one really wanted to see. Well, except for those in SEC country, I suppose. The defending champion Alabama Crimson Tide faced the Georgia Bulldogs in a rematch of the SEC championship, in which Alabama ran all over Georgia. Underestimated Georgia at my peril as they dominated Michigan with that suffocating defense, and Stenson Brenner played flawlessly in that beatdown as well. Now, Georgia is the favorite, so pick against St. Nick Saban if you want, but I'm warning you. I don't care. Give me Georgia over Alabama, 31-27. The final week of the NFL season is upon us, and the LA Chargers visit the Las Vegas Raiders, and a winners move on to the playoffs while the losers are finished. The Chargers beat the Raiders earlier this year, but these Raiders are resilient, winning 3 straight, including last week's upset over the Colts. Now, this game comes down to Raiders quarterback David Carr. If he plays well, they win. And he gets his favorite target, tight end Darren Waller, back this week. The winter winds come in as a pirate. Give me the Raiders over the Chargers, 33-28. And finally, your Detroit Lions wrap up a long season this Sunday when they host the NFC North champion Green Bay Packers at Ford Field. Kickoff is 1 p.m. The Pack wrapped up the top seed of the NFC playoffs already and don't have much to play for this Sunday, so don't expect Aaron Rodgers to play much, if at all. The Lions will give more of an effort, and so let's give them a win to close out the year. Give me the Lions over the Packers, 24-16. So I've got Georgia over Alabama, the Raiders over the Chargers, and the Lions over the Packers. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
I am not shocked by the Lions prediction, by the way, because of Green Bay having absolutely nothing to play for.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's why. Otherwise, I was going to say, man, Pat's being bold.
No, I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing and a few other players. And if they do, they'll play for maybe the first quarter, and that's about it.
They're in the, don't get hurt mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless they put in some of the backups who want to prove themselves.
And, they've got their sights on the Super Bowl right now.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. So, and the Lions already have the second pick locked up. I don't see Jacksonville winning this weekend, so the Lions will be happy with that. And and you just talked about players who want to impress. I could see there being some Lions players that want to impress, not just for the Lions,
true,
but maybe for other teams to notice them too.
Sure.
And Georgia over Alabama. It's tough to beat the same team twice in a season.
It is. It is. And if Georgia plays the way they did, I'll tell you what, that was not the same Georgia team that lost to Alabama earlier this year.
The one that beat Michigan.
No, if that one shows up, I don't see Bama having much of a chance.
Well,
I mean, that defense is so good.
I think Bama just did what they had to do against Cincinnati. They didn't show everything that they might have in store for Georgia.
Right, that could be. That could be. Yeah, I just think that Bama, when they beat Georgia, Alabama was in a do-or-die mode. And whereas Georgia knew if they lost, well, that's all right. They're still in the college football playoff. And now that's going to be a bit different. The intensity level will be different.
1 week from today, we'll visit again and find out how the predictions go. Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications, Thursday mornings on the WSGW Morning Team Show.